Welcome to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am Danya, your coach and guide on this journey. And listen, if you've ever felt like workouts are overwhelming or you just don't know where to start, you're really in the right place today. Today, we're going to break it down on how to make workouts simple, effective, and enjoyable for women over 40 so that you can get results without spending hours in the gym. So grab you a pen and pencil, hit pause, or bookmark this sucker so that you can go back and replay it so you don't miss out. Last time we talked about meal planning made simple. I encourage you to go back and listen to that. That is a huge way to set yourself up for success in January. And today we are tackling workouts because you know what? Moving your body is just as important as fueling your body. And so common struggles with that women over 40 face are pretty across the board. It's unusual that you face anything outside of this. And so one of the common struggles that women over 40 face is the biggest thing is hormonal shifts. And we don't necessarily know that they're happening. Although I have never noticed hormonal changes to be gradual, they are sudden. I'll give you an example. When your son, his voice starts to change, it's one day he's talking like Mickey Mouse. The next day you're like, huh, something's different. And so the same thing is pretty consistent in our bodies. When we have a change, it's a change, right? So if you have an estrogen decrease, you are going to notice some differences. You may just not realize that, okay, these are hormonal changes. One of them, the biggest one is energy because we've lost muscle. So we just start to get fatigued and tired all the time, right? The other one is joint pain. That is common. And some people will say that doesn't have anything to do with menopause. That has to do with age. But those are usually men. And they are usually men that don't have anything or understand anything about menopause, right? So I'm telling you as a menopausal woman, things shift as your hormones shift. The other thing that happens is I have a tremendous fear of falling at 49 years old. I am, or almost 49 years old. I definitely am very careful going down the stairs. Am I the only person? A fear of injury is a real deal because we've had some injuries by this point in time. They're no fun. They slow us down and we don't want anything to do with that. So sometimes you can just have those things come at you and then workouts feel like maybe I shouldn't work out. Maybe I shouldn't do that. The other thing is just feeling overwhelmed. There are always so many fitness trends out there. You know what I mean? It's like, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. What I'm telling you is forever truth. So you don't have to worry about it being a trend. We're not going to do any kind of trend. The other thing is like gym anxiety is real. And I get it. Even I, to this day, have a little bit of anxiety walking into the gym. Part of it's because I don't necessarily want to people some days. And there are people in a gym. Do you feel me on that? And so some of it's that, but I do bring my headphones. I try to make sure that I can get myself into a zone, a space, and a place. The other side of the gym is that maybe you just don't know what to do. And that really does seem a little bit scary and it can create a lot of anxiety. I'm always so proud of clients when they overcome gym anxiety and then just start getting their butts to the gym because women need a space and a place to just be themselves and become the best version of themselves. You know what I mean? And so the other thing is that sometimes we have a lack of time. You know what I mean? Like this age, our kids are usually teenagers. I'm about to be an empty nester. My last one is at home and I'm going to be a grandma in 2 months and it's a weird season, but at the same time, it's still super, super busy season. We're in senior year. This is my fifth senior to go through. And, you know, everything requires a lot of time and attention because you want to create the best memories ever at this point in time, because they may be leaving and then not come back for a while. And that was something I learned, especially when my first military kid went away. He came home for Christmas this year for the first time in 8 years, 8 years. That's how many Christmases he's missed. So There are those little things, those parts of us that don't want to miss things and time becomes an issue. So learning how to plan that out and map that out is really important. We're going to walk through that today. So just hang in there, pay attention. The other thing is just like we talked about energy a little bit, but the energy, when I talk about energy right now, I want to say like, do we have the energy to commit to the time that it takes to work out? That's like mental energy. That's like emotional energy. And that part is a big piece of what I do. When a woman tells me I have 10 minutes to work out, guess what I do? I program a freaking 10-minute workout because 10 minutes for her is better than nothing, right? So that's not untrue for you. So if you can get 10 minutes in, I'm really proud of you. Yay, right? So a workout doesn't have to be perfect. It has to work for you. Let me say that again. A workout does not have to be perfect. It has to work for you. And you have to embrace the season of life that you are in and walk with yourself in that season. So the essentials of a balanced routine are really easily broke down into four components. One of them is strength training. One of them is cardio. One of them is flexibility and mobility. And one of them is doing something every single day, 7 days a week. Now, don't let that intimidate you. We're going to walk through it, and I'm going to break it down into simple things. Let's talk about strength training first, because it is the most important part of being able to lose fat when you are a woman over 40. So strength training should happen 2 to 3 days a week. It is going to build muscle. It is going to boost your metabolism. And most importantly, as we start to phase into 50, 60, 70, it supports our bone health. So we don't want to just crack every bone in our body when we fall down, right? Which is a possibility, because osteoporosis can hit us and we're not even aware of it until we break that first bone, right? So when we are looking to build muscle, you want to make sure that you're picking up significant weight. And I try to give people the example of, when is the last time you picked up a 2-pound baby? Like, maybe you had a NICU baby and you're like, ooh, that happened the other year or whatever, but it's rare, right? So most babies weigh about at least 6 pounds. I had one that was 10 pounds, 9 ounces and 23 and a half inches long. Let me crab pose for you here. Ooh, right? But the reality is, a baby is, you need to at least be picking up the weight of a baby. If you have grandkids or kids, you need to work toward that. When is the last time your bag of groceries weighed only 2 pounds? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm getting at? Our grip strength is so important. I was watching this really great video, and I really wish that I would have saved it, because I was totally engrossed in it. And it was a gentleman talking about the farmer carry. And the farmer carry is where you carry heavy weight. And he said that women need to be able to carry a certain percentage of their body weight. And for most women, even lower weight women, it needs to be more than half their body weight. So the woman that was in the video that he was talking about needed to be able to carry 70 pounds across the room. And so she needed to be able to put 35 pounds in each hand and walk as far as she could. And that, generally speaking, is a great place to practice grip strength, is picking up like 20, 30, 35 pounds, because that grip strength, once that goes, you start dropping things and life begins to feel weaker and weaker and weaker. So I'm not telling you to push 35 pounds above your head. Although I was able to do that for a couple of reps prior to surgery. It is not my weight normally. Normally my heavier weight goes 15 to 20 pounds for overhead presses, right? But when I'm picking stuff up like dumbbells, I'm going up to 100 pounds. Right, for deadlifts and stuff like that, being able to pick up that weight. And so many times will be like, oh, but it hurts my hands. But you need your hands to be able to do that work. Does that make sense? So you want to do practical things that are going to help you. Picking up groceries is one of them. One of the best things to do to practice that, so that you're getting good form, you're using the right muscles, you're using your legs, not your back, and you're building grip strength, is to do deadlifts. And so I'm a big supporter of deadlifts. I do think that you need to be able to do them smart and right. And so make sure that you go look for my other videos on how to deadlift properly. If you don't follow me on Instagram, I highly encourage you to. It's Donya Powers EC, for Donya Powers Empowered Coaching is what the EC stands for. And I would love to have you be in my following. I'd love to have you be a fan of mine so that we can help each other, right? So think practicality. So deadlifts are really important to put into your routine. Simple things, like maybe once a week. Nothing crazy. Squats are really important to put in your routine. Why? Because do you like getting up off the toilet, or do you like just sitting down on it? Getting up, it gets important. You know, if you do have, you know, surgery or an injury, I was so thankful that I was in good shape prior to, and when I say good shape, I'm not talking like I'm not a bikini queen. I'm not trying to be. And if you were looking at me thinking, oh, she's talking about good shape and she's fat, okay, go on with yourself. I get it. I'm not like this perfect skinny girl. Never wanted to be. I love my curves, but I love feeling strong and I love feeling cute in clothes, and I can rock these curves. Okay. So I really felt good. I felt I was in great shape for me when I had this surgery, and I'm so thankful. Getting up and down was not a problem. I didn't have any trouble getting out of bed. And that was a big thing that people told me, was like, oh, it hurts so bad and your abs are so sore and, you know, getting up and down is hard and blah, blah. I didn't have any problems like that. And a lot of that was because I had built strength. So squats are really important. And I was doing squats on the regular. Fun fact, right after a hysterectomy, you have to be really careful because you have an incision up in your innards and the yonders, and doing squats is not, you got to wait for that one because you're putting downward pressure inside of that pelvic wall. So I'm not talking I'm doing squats yet. We're not quite there. We're almost there. Not quite there. Push-ups are great. If you can't do push-ups on the floor, try the wall. Wall push-ups. I had my mom doing her squats and her push-ups, her chair squats and her push-ups. And she's, I haven't even checked it with her in a couple weeks, but she was doing them every single day, three sets of 10. And it made a big difference in her quality of life, right? So, and I mean, my mom is 75. She'll be 75 this year. She will be 75. Woohoo. That's going to be a fun party. And those, you know, we're just trying to keep her here longer, but feeling good. There's no reason for her to feel like she has to sit in a chair all day long and just not feel good and not have energy and not want to go places. And so those little things like three sets of 10 chair squats make a big difference. Three sets of 10 push-ups. Now, listen, if you have been exercising and you would like to advance your push-ups, I've got several videos on how to advance that. Just go look me up on Instagram and check it out. There's a lot of tutorials on there. The other thing that will really help you, and you can do countertop push-ups too. If you have wrist pain, you still need to work on the arm strength because wrist pain, you don't want to aggravate it, but at the same time, you don't want to cause anything like that to cause you to run away completely from getting some resistance training in. Does that make sense? The other thing that is really common and really important to be able to do is a plank. We did a plank challenge in my paid group last week. Everybody had to do a 60-second plank every single day and then post a video or a selfie of them doing the plank. My favorite one was one of my clients had her dog licking her in the ear whilst she planked, and she still finished her 1 minute plank. That is a huge thing, being able to hold yourself up, being able to hold your body weight up. And I'm still training back into planks because, again, my core has damage because of this surgery. So I'm just being very light and coming back very gradually. But I still try to do at least one plank a week, two planks a week as I just baby step in and make sure everything's healing properly. Dumbbells, I do believe that you should have some dumbbells at home. I encourage women to get the pyramid set of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Why? Because you do want to work again on that grip strength, and 25 pounds, that's going to give you 50 pounds to deadlift. It's not super, super heavy, but it's a decent amount of weight. And I would think that you could pick up, if you could pick up 50 pounds of dumbbell, you would be able to pick up 50 pounds of groceries. Now don't go start deadlifting without going and watching a tutorial and making sure you know how. And make sure if you want some help, just reach out and say, help, can you help me? And I will definitely make sure that I answer you back. And it is me that answers all my messages. I don't have a VA for that. So start with body weight exercises. Like I said, if you've not been exercising, start with 10 chair squats, 10 wall push-ups, three sets. Leave it at that. If you've got resistance bands, those are great. And you know what? You don't have to have a gym for those. So that's important. So we strength train 2 to 3 days a week. Here's a great layout for that. Write this down. You're going to want to do chest and triceps on Monday, legs on Wednesday. On Friday, you're going to do back and biceps. And then if you want to add an extra day, I want you to add a core work on Saturday. Within that, we're going to work on the rest of our daily movement goals as well. Okay. But your strength training Monday, Wednesday, Friday, bonus core day on Saturday, working on the abdominables and your core strength, which is everything neck to knees, front and back. Okay. Cardio is my favorite it's like a wooden sign that is up at the gym that I go to. And just a shout out to the gym that I go to locally. It is Coa Strength and Fitness. It is located on 697 Emory Valley Place. 697 C and D are their locations. And they are amazing. It's a little boutique powerlifting gym. And it's very much home. It's very much family for me. So I can't say enough good things about it. But cardio is one of those things you have to be really careful of at this age. We're Generation X, so we've been told, do cardio. It's cardio that gets your belly fat off. No, it's not at this age. Oopsie, they didn't share that with me. And so I was doing a lot of cardio, and guess what? I had a lot of belly fat. So what you want to do is program 2 to 3 days of cardio, and you want to keep it to about 20 to 30 minutes, no more. I don't recommend a 45-minute cardio class. Once you go past a certain amount, you're just burning off muscle. And then when you're burning off muscle, guess what? You start to store fat. A lot of times when I run into people who are thinner, they are what I would call skinny fat. They have no muscle. Everything is squishy. Everything on them is squishy because they just don't have any meat on their bones. Their little arms are so little. And, you know, I know that if I was to hand them a 10-pound dumbbell, they were going to drop it they're not going to be able to hold it because they've just gotten so weak. So skinny fat is just as dangerous as obesity in many ways. So we want to make sure that we're not doing so much cardio that we start to dip into that, what I would call a skinny fat zone. Does that make sense? You want to make sure that you're building muscle, and cardio improves heart health. It does burn calories. So don't go be on an empty stomach just doing cardio. Now, listen, if you're a bodybuilder, I'm not talking to you. That is a different program, and that's not what I teach. I'm teaching weight loss for women over 40 who really struggle with it, who just have done, felt like they've done everything right for all these years, and then all of a sudden nothing's working, right? And we're trying to do everything right. We're like the ultra slim fast era. We've been told to have a shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, and a sensible dinner. And then if you get really hungry, make that cabbage soup that has absolutely no calories in it whatsoever. So listen, we do want to do cardio. The other thing that cardio does, doing a couple, 2 to 3 days of cardio a week, boosts energy like crazy. It's a flip, and it brings your endorphins up, and it's a flip of your energy levels. It will just flip everything up, and it brings those endorphin levels up. And so, you know, examples of great cardio would be like brisk walking. When you do brisk walking, you're doing like 30 seconds of super fast sprint walking, like mall walkers, right? And then go 90 seconds, really slow pace, and do that about 15 times. I have a little timer app on my phone that I utilize for that. Dancing is a great form of cardio. And you can find some quick cardio routines. I have tons and tons of quick cardio routines inside of my app for my clients because I want to make sure that they're doing 20-minute cardio routines and not 45. Does that make sense? Some group fitness classes if you're at a gym. Grit is a great one. It's about 30 minutes. If you are over 40 and trying to lose weight, I don't recommend doing the 45-minute classes, but you could dip out after 30 minutes if you like doing like a kickboxing class or a dance cardio class. Just make sure that you're not overdoing it with cardio because we want to make sure that we're getting our weight down. We don't want to undo some of the work that we're doing. So don't overdo cardio, but don't skip it. Fair? All right. Flexibility and mobility. I encourage people to do it one to two days a week. I do have stretching routines on my on-demand for my clientele that that hit phase three. They are able to go and just open up any of my yoga routines, stretching routines, and different stuff like that inside of the app. But it's going to reduce stiffness. It's going to improve recovery. And the biggest thing that it's going to do is it's going to prevent injury because a joint that can move and be flexible is one that is less prone to injury. That is why football players are required to take Pilates and ballet. It's so that they can keep the joints flexible so that when they have that hard hit and go sideways with their whole body, but their knee is still there, they don't tear their knee off their body because they've ripped flexible and it can go back. But I encourage you to get a foam roller. They're not very expensive. And then just go look up on YouTube. I don't have any foam rolling routines, but this is making me think that, hey, Coach D, you need to go ahead and get your butt in gear and get some foam rolling routines up. So that may be something that is on my agenda this next couple weeks now that I'm back in action. And so foam rolling, yoga, stretching, those are the things that you want to go to. Foam rolling, the way that it works is it goes through and it stretches out the muscles in and around your joints by doing a deep tissue massage. It does some fascia release. So it's called myofascial release. And so it goes through and it just does a deep tissue massage. And so you're just doing a routine to kind of break up the fascia and get things moving and flowing normally. Listen. Daily movement's critical, and that's why we set a step goal. So I encourage you to set a step goal every single day. And so if you want to set a mileage goal, that is fine. Or if you want to set a timed goal, that is fine. But on minimum, you need to try to make it work for about 6,000 steps a day. People that walk 6,000 steps a day, they have study after study after study, just live longer. They live longer lives. And so when you think about doing your 6,000 steps, it's not because you're trying to get all skinty. It's because you want to live longer. At this age, we're past that halfway point for the most part. Some of us are going to be like 150 years old when we die. Maybe me, because I'm such a pain in the butt. But for the most part, we're past that halfway point. So how much longer do you want to be here? And how have you thought about that? So if more than half of your life was over, what do you want the second half of quality of your life to be? What do you want that to be like? Movement doesn't have to be formal exercise. It can be anything, but make it where you're actually moving. Cleaning is moving. I don't care what anybody says. When I clean my house on Saturday, I get like 5,000 steps. Hello, thank you, Jesus, right? Gardening is great movement. Playing with your grandkids, playing with your kids, those things count as movement. And I plan fun stuff for the weekends because of that, because I want to move and I want to have a great time and feel active and feel good doing it. Does that make sense? All right, let's talk about busy schedules. So how you work, fit a workout into a busy schedule is you just make it work with your schedule. And like I said, if a woman tells me I got 10 minutes, 10 minutes is all you need if you're consistent. If you did 6 days a week of 10 minutes, that's an hour of exercise that you weren't doing. Think about the compounding of that. It's all going to add up and it's going to be something that means something. Combine activities. I mean, you could, I don't recommend squatting while you pee, but the toilet is generally a great place to get a set of squats in. So you could squat on the toilet, but just don't do it while you're peeing. That could get messy very quickly. You could definitely, I don't know, you could squat while you brush your teeth. Just don't, you know, choke on your toothbrush. I could see where that could be dangerous if you fell down. But you see what I'm saying? Make stuff work. Make stuff work. Squeeze in a set of squats while you're waiting. Zoom calls. I walk on my treadmill. We have up to 5 Zoom calls a week that I do regularly with my business team. And they're just other coaches all around the world that are passionate about helping people, right? And so sometimes I'm talking on there, but rarely. I usually listen because I learn a lot by listening to other coaches that are just, quite frankly, better coaches than me. And so I just try to learn at their feet to become a better version of myself. And so I will walk on my treadmill whilst on the call so that I can get my steps in. And that's something you could do too. Walking pads are like $100 now. They used to be like $300. They're like $100. I think I saw one today for like $89. So there is the ability to double your efforts. March in place while you're on a Zoom call if you don't have a treadmill or walking pad. And then just use what you have. Body weight exercises are perfectly appropriate. Why? Your body is not light. It carries you around all the time, right? Right? So we could use it. Don't make that an excuse. Like, I don't have any weights. Yeah, you do. You walking around in one. So you just need to pay attention to what you have on hand and make it work. Simple equipment like resistance bands are like $6 on Amazon. It's not a massive investment. I want to talk about some myths that are out there. And I want to make sure that we break them down. And I feel like we have addressed a lot of them, but I just wanted to make sure and talk about them. You do not have to spend hours in the gym. So please get that out of your head. If somebody has told you have to be at 2 hours at the gym or I go 2 hours, that's there. You know, they don't, you know, if you're talking to a 30-year-old that doesn't have kids, they can spend 2 hours in the gym. I am almost 49. I run a very incredible business with 45 plus clients in it. I teach little kids hip hop and I teach yoga classes locally. There is no part of my life that could spend 2 hours in a gym. And so I don't spend 2 hours in the gym. Short, focused workouts are just as effective. Just be consistent with them. Make a plan, make it work. Make it something that you schedule in your calendar like you would a doctor's appointment. And then don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't be the person that lies to yourself. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt that you too will come through this if you can just create a consistent schedule. The second myth I think we've touched on, but I just want to make sure and emphasize that. Cardio is the best for weight loss. Not when you're 40. When I was 30, cardio did a big difference in my body. Over 40, it caused me to gain some of the worst and thickest belly fat that I had ever had. I was teaching like 17 classes a week and at least 10 of those were cardio. And I was getting fatter and fatter and fatter. I had put on 50 plus pounds by the time I was done with it all. Strength training is the game changer. It helps you burn fat even at rest. With an extra 10 pounds of muscle, your body will naturally, just sitting here chatting with you, I would have burned an extra 500 calories possibly. Does that make sense? So I want you to think about this too, because I hear this a lot. I'm too old. And I work with women well into their 70s and create huge and massive changes in their lives. It is never too late to start. If Colonel Sanders taught you nothing, it is never too late to start. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, he was the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Go look his story up. He was like 68 years old when he started that and became a multimillionaire. It's never too late. Women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s can see incredible benefits when they start moving their bodies the proper way. Okay. So this is what I want you to do today. Baby girl, this is yell sign. Today, I want you to commit to 10 minutes of activity. You set your timer and you make it happen. If it's a walk, great. It's super cold here. maybe you should get in front of the TV. Oh, there's a great, Leslie Sansom has a great YouTube channel. Kind of goofy, but man, you can get some steps in. It's called Walk at Home, I think is what it's called. And you can just sit there and walk on beat, and they walk a little weird ways, and it's fun. It reminds me of the Ministry of Silly Walks or Crazy Walks from Monty Python. Do you guys remember that? Am I like dating myself right there? But anyway, commit to 10 minutes of activity today. Today's your day. Today is your day. And I want to hear back from you. I want to hear in the comments, like, this is what I did, and I'm so proud of myself. I want to hear, and I want to be able to cheer you on. And you tell me what you've done. Pick something you enjoy, dancing, walking, trying a new workout video. Did you know that every single app has workout videos on it? Did you know that? Netflix, Prime, HBO Max, YouTube is littered with them. Everything you can get your hands on your smart TV and on your computer has workouts on it. You just have to create the effort to go for it. If you want a 10-minute workout, look up a 10-minute workout. It's there. I've done almost every workout video on Prime, they're good. I've done every workout video on Netflix. They're good workouts. If you have a Switch, Just Dance is my favorite thing to do workouts to. Makes me really happy. One of my favorite things to do in the wintertime is to learn choreography to Broadway musicals. And so right now I'm learning World Turned Upside Down choreography because we are performing it at our studio in May, but I'm learning that choreography. And that is my activity today, in fact, is The World Turned Upside Down, learning that choreography. And I love taking musical. You can find any tutorial on YouTube. It's a super fun way to, and God bless you people that put those tutorials for the dance breakdowns. I'm so thankful for you. If I have not mentioned that, because those rock my world. If I'm having a bad day, singing and dancing, come on. That's my jam. So you have to figure out what's going to be something that you enjoy. If you're like, dear Lord in heaven, I am not singing and dancing. And that's fine. Find something you like. Put your favorite podcast in. My assistant, Laura, she listens to crime podcasts. I'm not a fan. I've tried it. It's not my thing. I don't enjoy them. They're hard to get into. There's too many details and I have to think too much, but a podcast like this where I'm learning something, I'm all about. And she doesn't like those. Not always. Not, she doesn't hate them. I wouldn't say that. Laura, if you're listening, I know you don't hate me. There you go. I love you very much. Okay. So listen, try something new. Start today. And then I want you to create, it is Wednesday. I want you to create two more days besides today and build from there. And I want to hear about it. I want to hear about it because remember, it's not about doing it perfectly. It's about showing up for yourself consistently. Slow progress is still progress. You have to keep that in your mind. Some of my most successful clients are the ones that just hung in there when they absolutely were ready to give up and they just pressed in and kept going. Share your go-to workouts on social media. Find me. I'm Donya Powers EC on Instagram, Donya Powers EC on TikTok. I'm Donya Powers on Facebook. I have a website. It is www.empowerdcoaching.com. And you can find me there. Remember not to spell empowered with an ED. It is just empowerdcoaching.com. And I would love to have you look at some of my personalized programs that are available to you there. And you can also just reach out to me anytime, anywhere on here, on Spotify, on YouTube. And I am now on Apple. Thank you, Apple, for finally helping me walk through approving my artwork. That's what was holding me back and I couldn't figure out what it was. Man, technology makes me feel super special sometimes. Intel. I believe that you are meant to have a different life. And workouts have to become part of that to some degree. It's just a matter of have you shaped it right. Don't let something overwhelm you and don't be afraid to try something new. I'm really, really, really bent on reinventing myself through this post-hysterectomy time and into my year 50. I want to be a different person when 50 hits me next year. And so I want you to invite you onto that journey. My journey this year is called Becoming Her, My Bikini Journey. And most of it is posted in my stories on Instagram. And so if you follow me, awesome. The cat literally just sat here and pushed this. And so I would love to meet with you, greet with you, and have you be part of the fam. Love you guys so much. Until next time we chat, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. We'll be right back. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe, and until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.